Hello.
How you doing, Richard? My name is Rudy, okay? And I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Can I take a couple minutes of your time?
About Kern County, what about it?
Well, first of all, are you registered to vote in the Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right. And let me ask you this, okay? I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election of president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Well,
yes.
You probably vote. Okay, good, good. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I normally vote every time it comes up for election.
Excellent. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off to the wrong track?
Some things have gotten off to the wrong
track. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable.
I won't go there. How I vote is my business.
I understand that this is totally confidential, as I said, but your opinion is very important, okay? Let me ask you this. Let me refer to this name here. Kim Salas. Would you say is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? No opinion, so that means you're neutral.
I'm neutral.
Neutral, okay. How about Donald Trump? How do you feel about this person? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, neutral,
favorable.
Never heard of, favorable, okay. All righty, give me a second here. How about Letitia Pettis? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
I still need to check some backgrounds on some of them.
Okay, how about Kamala Harris? How do you feel about Kamala Harris? Very favorable?
That's an absolute no. She's an idiot.
Very unfavorable. Got it. How about Gavin Newsom? Very favorable.
Gavin Newsom, I wouldn't vote for him if he showed up in a gold Rolls Royce.
And would you say Letitia Pettis is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor?
Oh,
or don't know?
Yeah, kind of iffy.
Iffy, just fair, right? Maybe?
Yeah, I just need a little bit more information on him.
On her.
Gotcha.
Or
overall, do you think County Supervisor Letitia Pettis deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I think someone new should be given.
Somebody else ought to step in there.
Someone new? Mm-hmm. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democratic Kamala Harris?
Trump.
Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today at the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Members, District Director, and Letitia Pettis, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Letitia Pettis, County Supervisor?
I need to reread everything.
I need to check up.
Undecided.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Letitia Pettis, County Supervisor, or are you undecided still?
I'm undecided on that.
All right. Yeah. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor, okay? All right, jobs and economy, homelessness, climate change, county taxes, roads and traffic, crime, housing costs.
Housing costs has got ridiculous.
And crime.
Yeah, crime is not good at all.
Okay.
Anywhere in California.
All right, understood. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor, okay? Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts. Would that be very convincing?
Yeah.
Somewhat yes. convincing? Which one would you...
Yeah.
Which one would you select?
Favorable.
Okay. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Would you say it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing? Or you just don't know?
Just kind of iffy, because Kern County roads, and I here a while back.
It's been the same for the last 15 years.
I posted a deal on Facebook about the potholes and stuff on the Bakersfield streets. And then I got a text from a person, and they asked, well, what streets? So I gave them the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Potholes are still there.
All right.
I mean, it's been months.
Okay, so we'll say not at all convincing then. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Will you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Would you say it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all
very,
convincing?
Very.
Very. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved joint training programs. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing?
Little convincing, because all those little homes that were built here are still not filled.
After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor? Or are you still undecided?
Undecided. About Salas.
Uh-huh. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Kim Salas, Assemblymaker, exactly. District Director, or Leticia Pettis, County Supervisor?
Salas.
Yeah.
You say Salas. Okay.
Salas.
All right. All right, got it. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Pettis. For each one, please tell me whether the statement is if
that's
accurate.
That's the one we got to read up on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you a little bit of information. Okay.
Yeah.
It raises very. These are your options. If accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Pettis for county supervisor, taking into consideration that you can always say don't know or refuse to give an answer, right? But as a county supervisor, Pettis has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Would that be very serious doubts?
Just because of that.
That's a no.
So you don't, I mean, very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts.
Very serious doubts.
Very serious doubts. It says here that Pettis does not show up for work. In her last 2 terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of her board meetings. Would that be very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubt.
Serious.
Okay. Now, Pettis pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Would you say that's very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Very serious.
She should be fired.
Very,
yeah.
Very exactly. Okay, good. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
I'm Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. All righty. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed high school.
Okay. And what year were you born? Just the year.
The year?
50.
Mm-hmm. Went to the military after high school.
Okay. All right. Are you
in the military right out of high school, so he didn't get to go to college.
Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Richard.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for answering, guys. You guys have a nice evening ahead, and we're done with the survey, okay?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, as far as opinions go, if one-third of these politicians do what they say they're going to do, this place would be a heck of a lot better place to live.
Okay.
That's one of the things that stumps us. They get their campaign speeches, and then they do nothing or the opposite when they get in, and that makes it harder. So if they stick to their guns, they'll get voted back again and again.
Excellent. Thank you for the opinion, okay, guys? You've been a lot of help.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice evening ahead. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.